What is the halacha if you say Bimei Mordechai in Alon Isim instead of Bimei Matisyahu on Chanukah? We know in Chanukah and Alon Isim you're supposed to say the paragraph which pertains to Chanukah, not the paragraph that has to do with Purim. What happens if you accidentally switch it and mess it up? So Shulchan Aruch says, if you add in general a wrong insertion into Shemoneh Esrei, for example, you say, let's say, Yalav Yavo in the middle of the year when it's not Pesach time, you throw in Yalav Yavo in your Shemoneh Esrei for Pesach, so it's not a hefsek. Now, you don't have to do anything, you just continue on when you remember and continue on Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah notes that most Achronim disagree with this, and they hold that it's no better than if you talk about other things during davening, that you must, if you're in the middle of a bracha, you have to go back to the beginning of a bracha. If you're in the first three brachas, you have to go back to the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. If you're in the last three brachas, you need to go back to the beginning of the last three brachas, starting with Ritzei. Now, Mishnah Berurah does cite the Derech Chaim, who notes that's only though when you say Sheker Muchlat, when you say something which is a lie, a blatant lie in Shemoneh Esrei. For example, you say Kasvenu, that God's going to write us down today in the Book of Life, and that's, we ask Hashem to write us in the Book of Life when it's not Rosh Hashanah time. So that's just not true. God is not doing the writing on that day. Or if you say Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh, today is Rosh Chodesh, when it's not Rosh Chodesh, so that's a lie. But if you just say Zachreinu, God, you should remember us, or God remembers us, which in general God remembers us, so that would not be a Sheker Mochot, blatant lie, you would continue in Shemoneh Esrei in such a case. And the Chai Adam notes that if you finish the whole bracha, you're not chozer at all, then you don't go back to the beginning of the bracha, because once you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you finish the bracha, then it's too late, you've already, you know, ruined your opportunity to fix it, and you go further. Now, what about, though, in our case, if you say Bimei Mordechai instead of Bimei Matisyahu on Chanukah, or vice versa? On Purim, if you say Bimei Matisyahu instead of Bimei Mordechai. So the Chavos Sayer suggests that perhaps you're not Yotzei your Shemoneh Esrei, or perhaps you're not, you have to, perhaps you should be Chozer, you should go back, because here it's worse than just skipping Alon Isim in general. Here you seem to be saying the Sheker Muchlat, but he says Tzarchi, and he's not sure what to do. The Salmos Chaim, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, addresses this issue as well, and he says the questioner, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, said maybe you don't go back, and it's fine if you say the wrong one. You say Purim on Chanukah or Chanukah on Purim, because they're both Shaychi Wa'adadi. They both are of the same idea. Shebechol Dar V'Dar Om Demaleinu Chaloseinu. Every generation they tried to attack us, because Baruch Hu Matzaleinu Miyadim, and God saved us. So what does it make a difference if you say Chanukah on Purim, Purim or Chanukah? They're both the same idea. Now, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld agrees with the questioner who asked him this question, that the halacha is that you don't go back, and it's fine, even if you say the wrong, you know, holiday, you say Chanukah and Purim, Purim and Chanukah. He just says for different reasons. He says mainly because it's, once you say Alon Isim, so that's, you've satisfied, the words Alon Isim, you've satisfied your chiyuv. The rest is just if you talk by accident. If you talk by accident, then maybe you're not chozer, according to some poskim, and therefore you're not chozer over here as well, and you can continue going on, even though you said the wrong Alon Isim paragraph. Now, many achronim address this issue. The Sefer Mayim Chaim, Bar Avdiner, says you have to be chozer, as opposed to the Kovetz Halachas, or Shmuel Kamenetsky says you don't need to be chozer. The Yalka Yosef says you don't need to be chozer. Rav Ephraim cites five or six opinions on this, culminating Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who says you don't need to be chozer if you do it accidentally, but others say you do need to be chozer, and he cites those. He cites Rav Ruder, who says you have to be chozer. He cites Rav Porat, who says you need to be chozer. And Rav Zilberstein, though, has a middle opinion. He says it depends where you get up to. If you say the words Yimei Chanukah Elu on Purim, then you're saying today is Chanukah, then it is Sheker, and you need to be Chozer. Vice versa, if you say, and I'm not sure what happens if you say Purim on Chanukah, there is no mention in the Purim paragraph that today is Purim, but so I'm not sure what Zilberstein would hold about that. Now, there's two chidushim by Rav Nevinsol on this topic. Rav Nevinsol says that if you write Rav Nevinsol Shlita, if you say Chanukah on Purim, he says you're not chozer. Why? Because they both occurred on the 13th day of Adar. Listen to this. He says, if you're mazgir b'mei matisyahu on Purim, eino nechshav klal sheker. It's not sheker. Why? Kamen should be mei Mordechai v'Esther be'emes nasanes b'yom yud gimel. On the times of Mordechai and Esther, something happened on the 13th day. That was the main fight against, you know, the ones who wanted to attack the Jews. And on days of Matisyahu, the Gemara says, was called Yom Niknar. It was the day that they defeated the general on the 13th of Adar. So he says, it's not wrong if you say on Purim that, oh, Bimei Matisyahu, in the days of Matisyahu, there was also a tremendous miracle that occurred on the 13th of Adar, and it would not, you not need to be chozer, because technically, if you say Chanukah stuff on Purim, you're acknowledging a miracle that occurred on the 13th of Adar. Second Chiddush of Rav Nebenzahl is, what about vice versa? If you say on Chanukah, you say Bimei Mordechai, or just the words Bimei Mordechai. So for this, Rav Nebenzahl says, well, there is a Gemara in Menachos which talks about a story with the Chashmonaim, and the story with the Chashmonaim are, the story of the Chashmonaim is that there was Aristobulus and Hyrcanus, they're having this civil war. And then the Gemara says that they had to bring in those years, because Yerushalayim was under siege, they had to bring the Mincha Karban Gomer from Gagos Trifin. How did they find out what Gagos Trifin was? So Gagos Trifin was a place which a deaf mute gave some sign for them by pointing to a gag, pointing to a trif. But who interpreted this sign? Says the Gemara, Mordechai interpreted this sign. Who's Mordechai? So Rashi says, this is Mordechai from the time of Achashverosh. In the time of the Yavanim, Mordechai would have been 400 years old. Says Tosus, that's ridiculous. Mordechai would be 400 years old at that point almost. It was very old. So how could Mordechai have lived so long? So rather, it must be a Mordechai is just a title for a wise man or someone who is connected to government officials and gives good advice. Now the Yavitz defends Rashi. He says, yeah, so some people live so long. What's the big deal? In those times, people live long. But if Nebenzahl said, says, according to Rashi, Mordechai lived in the time of Chanukah, even post-Chanukah. If that's the case, if you say Bimei Matisyahu, if you say Bimei Mordechai, in the days of Mordechai, and then talk about the Chanukah miracle, it's not wrong. Because according to Rashi, Mordechai Taka lived in the time of Chanukah as well, which is a tremendous Chiddush, and you would not need to be Chozer as well.